process. Thanks for agreeing to have an interview here at Abbey Gates in Tilty. It's a lovely house. Have you lived here all your life?
Virtually all my life, yes. I think we moved here in 1940. I was two at the time.
And did you have any brothers or sisters?
No.
So you were an only child?
An only child, yes.
So what were your first memories?
I remember having evacuees in the house, and I remember the planes going over, because we had Debden, Little Easton, and sailing all round us, and of course a little further away, North Weald, so there were always planes going over. I was actually born in London, and we actually moved out of London because of the war. We came to live with my aunts at Finchingfield, and then my father got this parish, so we actually did move out of London because of the war. Mm-hmm. I remember the aeroplane crashing in just behind the church, and that was just near my birthday, I can remember that very clearly. I can remember Arnhem and the planes going over with the gliders going over to Arnhem. That's a very clear memory. We all knew that something big was going on because the sky was just filled with planes and gliders. A noise, yes. And then, of course, afterwards we realised that they were on their way to Arnhem.
Right. You mentioned about the plane crash. Was that the mosquito crash?
Yes, the mosquito crash. Just behind the cottages here.
Did you actually hear that?
I don't remember the noise. I don't actually remember the noise of it, but I remember, you know, the panic when this had happened. And I can remember my father panicking because, obviously, there was a plane in trouble. And he was worried it was going to hit the church or the cottage next door.
But it was going up in that direction, quite low.
Yes, quite low, yes.
Presumably all the locals then
all rushed up to have a look.
Yes, if they could help.
They didn't know what to expect, really. Yeah. One of the other things I remember is bomb dropping at the bottom of Duton Hill and everybody rushing out to have a look at it, and my father sending them all home because they said that if it exploded, they'd all get killed, so he sent them all home again. It never did explode, actually.
Can you remember roughly where that was, down near the river?
It was right on the bridge, just by the bridge. And there was another bomb fell up at the thatch cottage as well, in the garden of the thatch cottage just up the road. They used to jettison their bombs on the way out. I can remember the allotments down at the corner and us having allotments and my father organising the evacuees, and I can remember them saying how beautifully I spoke, remembering that they all came from the East End. And I can remember my father being very shocked when he said to me, "What have you been doing today?" And I said, "Oh, we've been fertilising." That's always stuck in my memory. And also, I can remember we had a big vegetable garden. My mother grew an awful lot of vegetables, so because of the rationing, it was very difficult to buy things. And she kept chickens as well. And my father, at one time, had a lot of rabbits. He was selling them, but he gave that up very quickly because he didn't like skinning them. I think he had about 200 rabbits at one time, all down in the shed. They had little hutches down in the shed, and it's only fairly recently that we actually pulled them all out.
Did you have to feed them or look after them?
Yes, I used to go down and feed them, but I wasn't allowed to name them. I think we often used to have a chicken as well. Mum and Dad had chicken for eggs. I think we had the occasional chicken as well.
You talked earlier about the allotments. Where exactly were they?
If you go down the hill, on the right-hand side, they were there on the corner as you go right into Dunmow. There was a big allotment at the end of that field. My father had evacuees here. He had children here at first, and then after that he had families here. I can remember one little boy who swallowed a drawing pin. And I can remember my parents watching to see if it came out the other end, and great joy when it did.
So because of the size of the house, were you allocated a certain amount of evacuees?
I don't know. We had a fair few here. Most of the rooms upstairs had one family in them. So there was quite a lot of evacuees at one time here. I don't really remember the children being here much, but I do remember the families being here. And I can remember one family who moved down here. And after a few days, they decided they were going to move back again because it was much too noisy here, as opposed to the East End of London, because we had so many airfields round here and the ACAT gun at the end of the road, planes going over all the time into London.
So did the children go up to Great Eastern School?
Yes, I think they went to Great Eastern. It was a much smaller school then, but it was only just the old building. Miss Langman was the headmistress at the time. A lot of people can remember her. I went to Thaxted actually on the bus. Mum used to take me down to the corner and I used to catch the bus because it was much easier for me to do that than it was to walk all the way up to Great Eastern. Yeah.
Can you remember who else was on the bus who perhaps local to this area?
I can't remember anybody much local here. I can remember somebody called Pam Cass, who used to live just the other side of Rattler's End, and she was slightly older than me, and she was put in charge of me on the bus. And I can remember Broxted in the school, in the war. You know, as you turn round towards Stansted, and there's a road goes down that used to have a shop at the end of it. There's two houses built right on the corner of that road, two fairly new houses, and they were where the school was. The school was pulled down to build those two houses. Well, I can remember that because I can actually remember going and teaching in Broxted as a locum about in the 1960s, it was before Nick was born. I'd given up teaching, but they needed someone to go and teach at the school. So I went there for a couple of weeks while somebody was away on holiday.